Thanks. Good to be here.
First of all, Matt, tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. My name is Matt Broughton. I'm a partner with Gentrylock Rakes & Moore, and we are a firm in Roanoke, Virginia, who handles cases throughout and matters throughout Virginia. We have 50-plus attorneys and represent businesses as well as faith-based organizations.
And there's something really interesting happening involving Gentrylock Rakes & Moore.
Right. We are conducting a faith and law seminar, the first of its kind ever that we know of in this region, in which we are bringing together all sorts of religious faiths to discuss laws as they apply to them.
Now, who would be concerned about this type of thing?
It should be any religious leaders, board members, preachers, anybody who are nonprofit organizations, that trustees, those sorts of people who guide religious faith-related organizations.
Okay, so these are people in positions of authority or responsibility who need to know what's happening in the law.
Correct.
And what kind of topics are you looking at talking about at this seminar?
We'll be talking about things like land use and how churches or religious organizations can use land differently than other private businesses. That they have actually more rights, but they need to know what those are. I'll be talking about how to handle good news or bad news in a faith-based organization. If something really difficult starts to occur, how they should handle those issues, and what they say and how they say it might affect them in a good or bad way, and we'll be helping them with those sorts of things. And we'll be talking to board members about what their legal responsibilities are and when they make decisions and how they can protect themselves from making some kind of decision that could ultimately hurt them. Also, things like financial matters and how to deal with financial crises within churches. And then you've probably seen lately there's been some church splits and those sorts of things, like from main congregations, and how to deal with those and how to prepare for those in case one happens, what you need to be thinking about and what happens to church property and those sorts of things.
All right. Give us the basic details of when this is going to be and where and how to get involved.
It's going to be on October 6th in Roanoke at the Sheraton, and it starts at 8 a.m. and goes until 4 p.m. And if you want to attend it, all you need to do is go to gentrylock.com and look at our website on Faith and Law Seminar. Or you can call our office, 540-983-9300, and you can be registered there.
Now, there is a fee for this, Matt?
Yes, there is a fee, and... You know what? You would think I'd have that on the tip of my tongue, because I should, shouldn't I?
Well, that's all right. They can just go to your website and find out what that is. And there should be some pre-registration, though, correct? You'd like pre-registration?
Yes, we need pre-registration, so we'll know how many people to feed and those sorts of things.
Oh, okay.
I will tell you the cost is minimal, and it's not something that we are looking at. We're working with Access on this, and it's not something we're looking at to make a profit on. We think it's a new area, a very interesting area. Our firm has done this for years, representing churches in various different settings or faith-based organizations or nonprofit groups.
And there's been a lot of changes in the laws over the years, and so it is the responsibility of Christian or spiritual leaders to be aware of these laws.
Absolutely. It's very important. And there's also some really good benefits that are available to spiritual leaders, and they really need to know about them.
All right. So all of that information going to be available at the Faith and Law Seminar. That's going to be October 6th. And again, we'll have all the information for you online at spiritfm.com. And what is your web address, Matt?
It is gentrylock, GENTRYLOCKE.com.